Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Okay, we're back.
You drinking charcoal?
Yep.
Disgusting. When did people start drinking charcoal?
Horrible. I was hoping for a nice moment there. Oh, we're all back together the first thing. Okay, forget it. Drinking charcoal.
Go on, we're back. We're back. We're back.
Yeah, I didn't think you started like.
It's apple and charcoal. And ginger and lemon.
Chalk. And you're drinking chalk?
Cayenne pepper.
Drinking tar. Tarmac.
Joe, it was free, so.
Well, that's fair enough. Drink ant, that's free.
Would you drink piss if it was free?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, if it was free. If you didn't have to pay for it.
I'd down it months up. Split the J.
Can I have it all?
Split the piss.
Split the D.
Split the P.
We are back.
First time in a room in about, the three of us in about 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Near three months.
That's nearly a decade.
Jeez. A long time.
Long time.
Long time.
Well, apart from your wedding, of course.
Yeah, but doesn't count. That's just a bit of a blip or something, wasn't it? It was just very quick.
You are.
It's like it didn't even happen.
Yeah, we have a lot.
We have a lot to cover here.
But sure, there must be loads of listener questions to be catching up on. I'd say there's a lot of, where's the fucking episodes?
Well, the first one here from Bex.
Bex, would it be?
From Kildare.
Bex from Kildare. Oh.
Kildare with a K?
Bex as in Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca, yeah.
But she has both here, so.
She's what?
She has both Bex and Rebecca.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Double signage, nice. Professional.
Could have been Bex as in the beer, the lager.
Mm-hmm.
Bex.
Beckham.
David Beckham.
Beckett.
Beckett. That's all.
That's all it could be. Couldn't be anything else.
Rebecca is a weekly listener and a first-time emailer.
Ooh.
She says, it's been 3 weeks now, 2.5. It's been 3 weeks now since we've had a new episode of Stall It, and I was just wondering why, when Joe went to Yankee Land for about 475 days, fair, Darren still turned up, but now Darren is enjoying newly married life. Joe is nowhere to be seen. Fierce Dosser.
Now, who's the Dosser there? Who's the Dosser there now?
I think it's more on me not doing a Zoom. You couldn't be doing that on honeymoon though.
No, of course not. Of course
couldn't
not.
Be interrupting that.
Jeez, no. Okay, special man. Occasion.
Washing and that plays and all, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know? There's a couple of them on. No, you've done a lot of them.
I was here. I was ready to show up. I was ready to play ball. So, yeah, just. And then Owen wasn't here either. You weren't available either.
I was unavailable last week.
Yep. Where were you?
What's that got to do with it?
Just saying, like, where were you? Like, just in the gaff, like, or?
I was on a holiday.
Where'd you go?
Where?
I went to Oslo.
Oslo? No,
Norway? No one goes to Norway for a holiday.
I did.
He didn't. Liar. Little liar.
Where'd you go?
Go on, tell us.
We already know where you are.
I went to Oslo.
You told us where you went.
I had a great time.
They didn't book up bumps.
Are you afraid to say where you were?
He's still a book of bumps.
You scared?
I'm not afraid. It's just the face he made when he asked me. I thought, I'm just going to skip past this.
Oh, we could never pitch you in that place that you told us you were.
That's just...
People want to know where you were, Owen.
Why went to Transylvania.
I don't like to give up. I went to Transylvania. I'd like to go to Transylvania.
Don't try to change the subject and tell us about your bucket list.
Yeah, it's probably not. It's not, definitely not.
Like, you're not going to see our man Nosferatu there or that, you know?
There's a castle. Looks like a nice place.
Does it?
Is it a scary place?
Turkey? No, Romania.
Romania, yeah.
Is it a scary place, Transylvania?
Yeah.
Is there pictures of Dracula everywhere?
No, sure was an Irish fella that wrote Dracula.
Was it?
Say that again. Dracula.
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 Sounds like a fucking prehistoric dinosaur.
The Dracula.
The T-Rex.
Dracula Park.
Raptors and the Draculas.
Yeah, it was an Irish fella. You knew that, no? Bram Stoker.
Sam Becker, was it?
No. Bram Stoker.
Oh, Stoker. The Stoker fella.
Stokesy.
Stokesy, yeah.
Play for Celtic.
Put it on the head, son.
Do you know that little park in Fairview?
Fairview Park?
Not the little park in Fairview. Not the big little, Fairview Park.
Little
across
Fairview
the road from. Yeah, Little Fairview
Which
Park.
Which one? Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I think. Is it across from Hillbillies?
No,
it's the only place we know in Fairview is Hillbillies
Fairview
Chicken.
Park.
It's down a little bit closer. Across the road from Westwood Gym.
Yeah,
across the road from Barcode.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he used to live in one of the houses in
your man that
Crescent around the back of that. Yeah.
Made Dracula.
Yeah, and he used to look out the window at night and I think that park was all locked up at night and. He got his inspiration from imagining what
so
scary
you're telling
creatures
me
might live
some
in
fella that lived in Fairview wrote Dracula as we know it today.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I think he's winding me up. He's come up with that before I came in.
And you remember
before we came in here.
We did an episode about spite. All different things people have done in spite. Possibly inspired your spite bag truck. And those houses in Marino were built just to block the view of the person behind them because one very wealthy landowner in whatever the 1800s had a problem with another very wealthy landowner. So he built all these houses just to block his view of the sea. And then Bram Stoker moved in and wrote Dracula.
That's elite level spy.
That is good spy.
I like that.
I cannot believe that.
Really?
Yeah, you
I should
for
not.
Real? Yeah. This is crazy that you don't know.
100 and odd episodes in, only find out Dracula was written by an Irish fella. From Fairview next to Hillbilly's Chicken.
Yeah. In Marino.
Like, I didn't think this was...
I think a lot of people that listen to this are going to be shocked by that.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah. They'd have to be. That's wild.
He invented vampires.
Can't believe that. Not even messing with you. That's fucking mad.
Yeah. He done some other shit as well. But obviously not as impactful as creating vampires. Making Robert Pattinson what he is.
Twilight, like.
You're welcome.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The other day, I saw a meme showing a baby in a womb, captioned, "This was the last time I slept well." First, I laughed, but then I got concerned because it was true. I figured bad sleep was my fate until I took a leap of faith and replaced my pillow. Coop's original adjustable pillow seriously solved my sleep issues. Before Coop, I tossed, turned, and woke up with neck pain, feeling exhausted. Now I sleep comfortably and wake up refreshed. Now's the best time to try Coop. Don't miss their Memorial Day sale with up to 40% off site-wide, including best-selling pillows. Plus, every order over $150 gets a free silk pillowcase. Only available until May 27th at coopsleepgoods.com/comedy. Don't settle for sleepless nights and groggy mornings. Try Coop risk-free with a 100-night sleep better guarantee at coopsleepgoods.com/comedy. That's C-O-O-P sleepgoods.com/comedy.
Any questions?
Yeah, yeah.
One.
One from John.
Johnny boy. Oh.
John says, if you couldn't be Dubs, what counties would you be from and why?
Mead, because it's close to Dublin and get away with being a Dub again.
There's probably closer counties than Mead.
Well, I think if you had to be a true Mead man, you'd have to see Dublin as a rival. You wouldn't be fond of Dublin.
I like Mayo. No, Kilkenny. That's a good place. Actually, probably Cork.
Kildare is as close to Dublin as you're going to get.
Mead is closer.
Mead's not closer to Dublin.
They're both, they both border Dublin.
Yeah, but what's closer though? I think it's Mead.
Do you mean Dublin is in your part of Dublin?
Wherever Dublin ends.
I'm talking about emotionally. Kildare feels like, they sound similar, whereas people in Mead sound like a different nationality.
There's lots of people in Mead.
Ashbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're practically fucking yup bros.
Justine Stafford and all. She's Loud?
Yeah.
She's Mead, you mad thing.
Nobber.
Nobber is Mead, isn't it?
Nah. That's a good bit out there.
Where's Nobber?
Loud. Or is Nobber Nobber?
She's Mead.
No. She's not.
It's in, Nobber is in Mead, yep.
Yeah.
Is it?
She's from Mead.
But parts of Mead, people have accents that sound like Loud.
Yeah.
Rory Storys.
He's from Mead.
He's from Mead. He doesn't sound like a dub, does he?
He kind of does a bit him, doesn't he?
Oh, come here. No, we're going down to the pub. No, yeah, he's kind of like a culgy.
You get away with a dub, though.
Kildare, you wouldn't notice the difference.
I would.
Oh, I don't know. If you went to, like, Leixlip, I always thought Leixlip was in Dublin.
It sounds like somewhere in Swords.
Yeah, or Lucan. You just go past Lucan, Leixlip.
Like, close to, yeah.
Yeah, so
Leixlip.
But if I had to go outside of Leinster now, I'd say Galway. I love Galway. I think that's a nice part of our country. Yeah. Somewhere out the west.
What about Donegal?
No.
Nothing happening there, is there?
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a border county. No. Too much trouble. Too much hassle. Too much anger. Too much history to be dealing with all that. Belfast. Belfast's nice.
Belfast is good, yeah. Newry.
I was in Belfast only week before last.
You were all a bit of globe trotting.
Well, that was a talking bollocks for the interview we put out last week.
Ah, yeah. Mm. Is that the fella that bombed the hotel?
No.
Oh.
You couldn't be having that on the podcast, could you?
Right. He done other stuff, didn't he?
He robbed $7.4 million.
Good on him. From a bank?
From a Brinks depot.
What's that?
It's, you know, where the trucks that carry the money around.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they used to go to basically drop off and pick up.
The...
Yeah. And it was...
Secure, like the secure vans?
Yeah, but it wasn't like kind of an elaborate heist. The door was held open with a pencil. And the lads were just sitting around inside and they leave the door held open with a pencil. So
they planned it, like?
Yeah, he planned it and he just went in, him and another fella, and just took out the guns and said, right, lads. And they loaded up $7 million in cash and drove off.
Deadly.
Was this in Belfast?
No, in New York. Sorry.
Oh.
New York.
Dollars. So did you answer that question?
Mate. Remember I said mate?
I wouldn't pick a Midlands. I need a coastline.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Then why'd you pick a landlocked county?
That's just what I wanted to do.
That's what I wanted.
Right, do you want the next one?
Go on.
From Parker.
Ain't that Parker, is it?
Parker has come to us for some help.
Climbing a few walls, pal, eh? Delivering a few pizzas. Sorry, go on.
Hang on. Delivering pizzas?
Where the man delivered pizzas? Remember in number two?
Did he?
Did he?
Number two opens up with him delivering pizzas.
Is he not primarily a photographer?
Yeah, for the news.
Yeah, well, he was delivering pizzas in the second one with Doc Ock.
Okay. Parker says, hey lads, Parker here. Just wondering, do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Marge and Lisa go to clean the beach and Bart works in a burlesque house? I went on Reddit trying to find it, but it's not there, and none of my mates remember it. But I thought Owen might know.
I remember, it's where Grandpa Joe, is his name Grandpa Joe?
No, that's your name.
Grandpa.
Abe Simpson.
Abe, Grandpa Abe. It's where he walks in, takes his hat off, and then turns around and walks out and puts it back on.
Yeah. I know that bit, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it does exist. It's called Bart After Dark.
Do you know that off the top of your head?
Season 8, episode 5. And the song at the end, We Put the Spring in Springfield, won an Emmy.
It won an Emmy?
It did.
Did you get that all just now? Or?
Well, I knew the name of it, but the rest of it, I did look up.
It would have been impressive if you just said that off the top of your head.
It contains the immortal line, I have misplaced my pants.
Is that an immortal line?
It is for me.
Not for me.
I'll never forget it.
I forgot it.
You probably didn't even hear it in the first place.
I just, the whole Simpsons, like you're a big fan of like referencing The Simpsons and all. You are a bit as well, aren't you? Not really.
He gets,
do you know them people that just reference The Simpsons all the time?
It's always like someone who understands the language but doesn't speak it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's me all over.
There's always one though that always references it and you're just like, shut the fuck up now.
You get very few Simpsons references around here.
Yeah.
Because they don't land with you, so.
You should go back and watch them. I feel like you didn't really watch them. Did you?
I was kind of there, but I wasn't. It's just on, you know. But are you really watching it?
No, you're an only child. So if it's just on, it's because you put it on. It's not like your ma's watching The Simpsons and it's just like, oh, my ma's watching The Simpsons again.
No, it's just on because it was on though. Because like maybe Judge Judy was on before it and then The Simpsons came on. And that channel was just left on. I was like, oh, the colours are good. Eat my shorts. Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Cowabunga. Wow. Wow, that's funny.
Quickie Mart. Ooh, like dunce. Lovely. Chewing gum and Lisa's hair. Ooh. Brilliant.
I've never seen someone put down The Simpsons like that before. Wow.
It's good. Like, it is good, but I wouldn't, like, be raving about it.
We gathered that, yeah.
Wow, Mo Simpsons. Ah, Barney Belches. Woo.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. Let's quote about it for the rest of our lives. Do pub quizzes. Great.
Right, so we have one last email here. It's from Niall. He says, hope you're doing well. Like another message you read it recently, I usually have two or three episodes for fear of running out. And it's happened. Where are the recent episodes? Already explained. When I started this email though, I thought that maybe Darren's getting married. If that's the case, congratulations. So Niall's obviously.
Yeah, thank you.
Big time.
He says, I was at a cousin's wedding last weekend in Malaga. Congrats to Kian and Rachel. In the airport, I saw a very large dinosaur and thought of Joe. Picture attached.
This is in the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very similar to yours.
It's very similar to my one.
Is that like a blow up one though?
No, that's a giant toy dinosaur.
That could be related to your one.
Probably cousins.
Yeah.
Second cousins.
Niall says, I hope yours is still intact, Joe.
It's still there, yeah. Still upstanding.
And Niall also says he's from Limerick and you using the term yup bros is a new term for him.
Oh, that hasn't reached Limerick yet.
It has now. So the question he had, he says at the wedding his younger cousin Oisin gave this question to him. He'd like to put it to you. It's the one who'd win the battle, 100 humans or a gorilla.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, that's a hot one at the moment, isn't
it? Yeah, it's been around.
A gorilla, 100%.
Ah, no, 100 humans. I'd say 4 humans would take a gorilla.
This is the man who thought he alone would beat an orangutan.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like multiplying an orangutan by 4 and I'm saying 4 humans could beat a gorilla. Oh wait, it's the eyeballs. Gorillas pound and smash and all, but if you can go for the eyeballs. Did you see the dog that was, there's a video going around on the WhatsApp groups of a dog attacking a woman or something like that and everyone's trying to break it up. I think it's in St. Anne's Park.
Oh yeah?
And everyone's trying to break it up. That could be wrong about the St. Anne's Park, but it could be right. And somebody ran over. Like, it wouldn't let go of the woman. It was locked. The jaw was locked. And the young fellow ran over and everyone was trying to pull out the dog and some young fellow just ran over and just lifted its tail and put its finger in its bum and the dog was like, the fuck?
Too right.
Get the fuck, the fuck are you doing? Sticking your finger up my arse. So if you could do that to a gorilla.
Okay, I'm glad he answered it now.
Stick your finger up a gorilla's arse.
Yeah, then the gorilla would be like, what the fuck?
Then he's all, go for it. Jump on its back.
It'd go legging it. I mean, do you have to kill the gorilla?
I think so.
Not in Niall's asking of it anyway. Just who'd win the fight?
Well, if it runs away, you win the fight.
100 people is a lot of people.
Well, he says a battle, and famously, you know, you can win the battle, but not the war. So,
I think the gorilla would win.
You can just win the battle, and everyone goes home.
So powerful.
100 people are powerful.
Not as powerful as one gorilla on a mad one.
Yeah, is the gorilla pissed off? Excuse me, is the gorilla?
I feel
pissed
like gorillas
off?
Are always pissed off.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think?
It'd be pissed off and a finger goes up its bum.
Huh?
Sorry.
I think it depends on
the size of the human.
Your first 10 humans to run in are gonna do very badly. But if they can run in and sacrifice themselves, they will busy that gorilla and then another 90 can swarm in.
So you think the humans?
If you don't have that first 10 though, if everyone's afraid of the gorilla, doesn't want to be the first one to fight the gorilla.
All I'd say is I wouldn't like to be one of them in there.
No.
If you just take an arm
You can control one of his arms. If two people can control one of his arms and another two people control another two of his arms, then he's fucked. And then the other 96 of them, 92 of them can just batter its head.
Okay. There's been enough monkey bashing talk on this podcast.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Niall finishes by saying he's also started listening to Talking Bollocks recently. Second in his opinion to Solid, of course, but he says hearing my voice gives it a sense of home.
Ah,
that's nice.
That's nice.
He says keep doing all you're doing. Thanks for bringing joy, smiles and comfort to so many. That's to you too.
That's nice. Thanks, Noel. Sound, Noel.
Yeah, nice one.
Say, Noel. Limerick, Noel. Yup, bro.
Right, that'll do us.
Great.
Back on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
All about Darren's wedding.
For all that spicy content.
Ooh, we're going to hear all about it.
Darren's a vlogger now.
I haven't seen that. Moira only said to me when I was leaving the house that she seen that you done a vlog. I was like, ah, want to watch it? I want to watch it.
It's pretty good.
Hey, it's episode one. It's episode one.
It's actually grand. Bit of crack, like. Here, I'll see you on Wednesday then, yeah? Mind yourself. Sorry about the long way. But fucking got married and all, innit?
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.